Welcome, my friends, to a journey through the timeless wisdom of Stoicism. In the chaos of our modern lives, the teachings of ancient philosophers continue to offer us guidance, clarity, and a path toward a more purposeful existence. Today, we embark on a profound exploration of 10 Stoic rules for life. These principles, when embraced, have the potential to transform not only how we perceive the world, but how we navigate its tumultuous waters. Stoicism, born in ancient Greece, is not merely a set of dusty old ideas. It's a living philosophy that beckons us to contemplate the very essence of what it means to live well. In a world where distractions clamor for our attention and uncertainties loom large, these teachings act as a compass, guiding us toward a life of meaning, resilience, and virtue. So join me as we explore these 10 Stoic rules, principles that echo through centuries, urging us to reevaluate how we approach challenges, how we perceive the world, and ultimately, how we craft the narrative of our lives. These rules aren't just philosophical musings. They're practical guidelines that can elevate our daily experiences, enrich our relationships, and deepen our connection to the world around us. Through these principles, the Stoics beckon us to embrace adversity as a sculptor of character, to savor the present moment as a precious gift, and to seek wisdom as an eternal companion in our journey. Together, let's unravel the wisdom of the ancients, breathing life into these timeless teachings and discovering how they can reshape our modern existence. So, my friends, fasten your seat belts for a voyage through the profound wisdom of Stoicism. Let's listen, absorb, and apply these 10 Stoic rules that hold the potential to reshape our lives. Are you ready to embark on this journey? Then let's begin. Rule number 1. Focus on what you can control. This foundational principle of Stoicism is akin to a guiding beacon in the tumultuous sea of life. Picture this, a garden where you are the tender of your own thoughts, actions, and emotions. Stoicism invites us to recognize that within this garden lie the seeds of our power, the power to control our responses, our attitudes, and our choices. Life, much like nature, can be unpredictable. Storms may rage, winds may howl, but amidst it all, there's an oasis of serenity, our sphere of control. Stoics urge us not to squander our precious energy on futile battles against the uncontrollable elements of life. Instead, they implore us to channel our efforts into nurturing our garden of influence. By focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our responses to life's twists and turns, we reclaim a sense of agency. It's not about suppressing external events, but about mastering our internal responses to them. This doesn't imply a life devoid of challenges, but rather, it equips us with a resilient mindset, a shield against the storms, enabling us to weather them with grace. Imagine a day where you consciously choose your reactions, where you invest your energy not in futile worry over the uncontrollable, but in nurturing your garden of thoughts and actions. That's the essence of this Stoic rule, a profound call to seize the reins of our lives and steer them with intentionality. Remember, my friends, within the vast landscape of life lies a sanctuary, the realm of the controllable. Embrace it, tend to it, and witness the transformative power it bestows upon your life. As we delve deeper into Stoic principles, let this first rule echo as a constant reminder. Focus on what you can control, for therein lies the gateway to personal empowerment and serenity. Rule number 2. Embrace adversity. Stoicism beckons us not to shy away from the storms, but to dance in the rain. Picture a majestic tree, its strength not solely derived from calm days, but from withstanding the fiercest of storms, its roots delving deep into the earth for resilience. Adversity, the sculptor of character, is an inevitable companion in life's journey. Stoics understood this fundamental truth, that the trials we face are not curses, but opportunities. They are the chisels shaping our virtues, the catalysts for our growth. Instead of lamenting the challenges that come our way, Stoicism invites us to greet them as teachers. Every setback becomes a classroom, offering lessons in resilience, patience, and fortitude. It's about reframing our perspective, seeing adversity not as an obstacle, but as a stepping stone. Consider this. Adversity is not an interruption to our lives. It is an integral part of it. It's in these moments that we discover our true strengths, the depths of our resilience, and the unwavering spirit within us. Stoicism teaches us not to merely endure adversity, but to thrive because of it. Embracing adversity doesn't mean inviting hardship. It means acknowledging its presence and responding with courage and wisdom. It's about using these adversities as raw material to sculpt the masterpiece of our character. Remember, my friends, within the heart of every storm lies the promise of growth and strength. Embrace adversity as a guiding force, for in its embrace, we discover the true depths of our resilience. As we navigate the winds of life, let Stoicism's second rule echo within us. Embracing adversity not as a burden, but a rule number three, live in the present moment. The art of being fully present in the here and now, an ancient wisdom that speaks volumes even in our fast-paced modern world. Picture a canvas where each moment paints a stroke of life. Stoicism invites us to immerse ourselves fully in each brushstroke, to savor the masterpiece of the present moment. In our pursuit of tomorrow's dreams, or in the echoes of yesterday's memories, we often overlook the richness that exists in the present. Stoicism, like a gentle whisper, reminds us that life is lived in the now. It's about cherishing this fleeting moment, for it's all we truly possess. Living in the present moment isn't merely about being physically present. It's a state of mind, an art of mindfulness. It's savoring the taste of your morning coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or truly listening when someone speaks. Stoicism encourages us to let go of the burdens of the past and the anxieties of the future, and instead immerse ourselves in the symphony of the present. It's not about denying the past or neglecting the future, but about honoring them by fully embracing the present. Remember, my friends, the present is not merely a stepping stone to the future. It's a treasure trove of experiences waiting to be unwrapped. Embrace it, cherish it, and let Stoicism's third rule guide you to find serenity in the simple yet profound act of living in the present moment. Rule number five, accept impermanence. Within the tapestry of existence, change is the only constant, a truth echoed by Stoic philosophy. Imagine a river, constantly flowing, never the same. Stoicism beckons us to embrace this river of life, understanding that all things, including our joys and sorrows, are fleeting. Impermanence, the essence of life's transience, is not a cause for despair, but a reminder to cherish each passing moment. Stoicism doesn't ask us to cling desperately to what will inevitably change, but to appreciate it while it's here. Accepting impermanence isn't about resignation, it's about liberation. It's freeing ourselves from the shackles of attachment to outcomes, possessions, or even relationships. It's about acknowledging that change is woven into the fabric of existence. Remember, my friends, within the fleeting moments lies the beauty of existence. Let Stoicism's fifth rule echo in our hearts, guiding us to embrace impermanence, not as a threat, but as a gentle reminder to savor the present, for it's all we. Rule number six, practice self-reflection. The art of looking inward, the mirror that Stoicism holds up to our souls, urging us to delve deep into the recesses of our being. Picture a journey not across distant lands, but through the labyrinth of your own thoughts and emotions. Stoicism invites us to embark on this journey of self-discovery. Self-reflection isn't merely about observing our actions, it's about understanding the motives behind them, unraveling the threads of our thoughts, and exploring the depths of our emotions. It's an honest dialogue with ourselves. Stoicism teaches us that self-reflection isn't a luxury, but a necessity, an essential tool for growth and self-improvement. It's about pausing amidst the chaos of life to listen to the whispers of our inner voice. Through self-reflection, we gain clarity. We recognize our strengths, acknowledge our weaknesses, and understand our patterns of behavior. It's a journey towards self-awareness, an invaluable compass guiding us through life's labyrinth. Remember, my friends, within the silence of self-reflection lies the wisdom that shapes our lives. Let Stoicism's sixth rule resonate within, guiding us to carve out moments of quietude for introspection, to understand ourselves better, to grow, and to navigate life with clarity and purpose. Rule number 7. Seek wisdom. The pursuit of wisdom, akin to a grand adventure through the vast landscapes of knowledge and insight, is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. Imagine a library not confined by walls, but extending endlessly into the realms of learning. Stoicism calls us to embark on this eternal quest, to seek wisdom tirelessly. Wisdom, the guiding light amidst life's uncertainties, isn't merely about accumulating facts. It's about understanding, discernment, and the application of knowledge. It's the compass that steers us toward a life of depth and understanding. Stoicism teaches us that wisdom isn't confined to any specific source. It's found in the experiences of others, in ancient texts, in everyday encounters. It's the willingness to learn, unlearn, and evolve. Through the pursuit of wisdom, we gain perspective. We learn to discern between what truly matters and what is transient. It's not just about amassing knowledge, but applying it to lead a more meaningful life. Remember, my friends, within the pursuit of wisdom lies the key to unlocking life's mysteries. Let Stoicism's seventh rule echo within, guiding us to embrace a lifelong quest for knowledge and understanding. To seek wisdom as a beacon illuminating our path through the complexities of existence. Rule number 8. Value relationships. The tapestry of human connections, the cornerstone of a fulfilling life as cherished by Stoicism. Picture a web of interconnected threads weaving through the fabric of our existence, binding us in a tapestry of relationships. Stoicism urges us to cherish and nurture these bonds. Relationships aren't mere happenstance, they're the threads that weave the very fabric of our lives. Stoicism teaches us to recognize their significance, to value not just the quantity, but the quality of our connections. To value relationships isn't solely about what others bring to our lives, but what we contribute to theirs. It's about fostering empathy, understanding, and being present for those we care about. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of cultivating relationships based on mutual respect and support. It's about being a source of strength and encouragement for those around us and finding solace in their presence. Remember, my friends, within the embrace of meaningful connections lies the heart of our existence. Let Stoicism's eighth rule resonate within, guiding us to treasure and nurture the bonds we share, to value relationships as the treasures that enrich our lives and provide solace in the ebb and flow of existence. Rule number 9, practice detachment. In the orchestra of life, detachment is the art of gracefully dancing amidst the melodies without being ensnared by their tunes. Imagine a serene pond, its surface undisturbed by ripples from passing events. Stoicism beckons us to find this tranquility within ourselves, to detach from outcomes beyond our control. Detachment doesn't imply apathy, rather it's about freeing ourselves from the burden of excessive attachment. It's recognizing that while we can influence events, we cannot dictate their outcomes. Stoicism teaches us that practicing detachment isn't about withdrawing from life's experiences, it's about embracing them fully while releasing our fixation on how they unfold. By practicing detachment, we liberate ourselves from the chains of anxiety and fear, finding solace in the knowledge that our worth isn't defined by external circumstances. Remember, my friends, within the serenity of detachment lies the freedom to embrace life fully. Let Stoicism's ninth rule echo within, guiding us to navigate life with grace, to practice detachment, not as a detachment from life, but as a freedom to experience it without being shackled by its uncertainties. Rule number 10. Remember your mortality. Amidst the symphony of existence, this rule stands as a poignant reminder, a whisper in the ear, urging us to embrace life with a sense of urgency and purpose. Picture an hourglass, its sands slipping away steadily, reminding us of life's fleeting nature. Stoicism invites us to confront this truth, to acknowledge our mortality. Our mortality, often feared or avoided, is the essence of our humanity. Stoicism doesn't ask us to dwell in fear, but to embrace life fully, knowing that our time is finite. Remembering our mortality isn't about dwelling on the inevitable end. It's about honoring the preciousness of each moment. It's about living with intentionality, pursuing our passions, and cherishing the relationships that enrich our lives. Stoicism teaches us that acknowledging our mortality isn't morbid. It's a catalyst for a life well lived. It's the gentle nudge that urges us to make every moment count, to create a legacy of meaningful experiences. Remember, my friends, within the acceptance of our mortality lies the power to live with purpose. Let Stoicism's 10th rule resonate within, guiding us to embrace life passionately, to remember our mortality not as a specter haunting our days, but as a reminder to live each moment to its fullest.